We have live in the studio this morning the director and one of the stars of Springfield Contemporary Theater's new production of A Doll's House Part 2, which opens tonight and runs through December 22nd at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. Jack Lauffer has come back to actually, you come back to Springfield and bought a house, but you've you specifically come back to Springfield
to direct this.
Yeah. And with you is the actress playing Nora, and that is Erica Nadir. And this is, I was actually just kind of going to kind of make a joke about who writes a sequel to Isbin? I mean, well, besides Lucas Nath, anyway.
Yeah, it's not really a sequel. It's kind of a sequel.
Yeah.
It's. I think he sat around with a bunch of friends one evening thinking about what to write about, and and they start, what do you think happened to Nora? And so everybody threw stuff out, and he thought that was a good idea to write a what happened to Nora 15 years after she left and she came back.
Well, let's actually talk about what happens in the original Isbin, A Doll's House, mm-hmm. so that we can then set up what Lucas Nath has done.
Right. When Ibsen wrote it, it was a scandal because Nora, who's a mother of three and a wife in, 1879 Norway,
right,
left her family to find herself, which is unheard of,
and people were
booing, and people were it was very divided, kind of like we are now. there were supporters of it, and there were people that couldn't believe that he wrote this.
Did they picket and protest?
And actually, he had to change the ending for it to play in Germany and France. So he wrote a different ending.
But this picks up now 15 years after the original play.
Right.
And Nora, you got some splaining to do.
Yes.
Tell me what you think is the main, what is driving Nora, and what kind of a person is she?
Well, it's not a spoiler alert to say that that someone is threatening to sue her because of the fiery rhetoric of her books and her speaking.
Because she's now a successful writer.
Right? She is.
However scandalous that she may be in that aspect of her life, too.
Yes. And so it turns out, and also this is not a spoiler, that Torvald, her husband, never actually filed the divorce. So under the laws of that time, she's promoting herself as an unmarried woman, and it's very scandalous again. So it's like a little replay.
But whereas Doll's House Part 1 wasn't a barrel of laughs,
mm-hmm, at all.
This one, on the other hand,
is quite funny in many, many places.
It's interesting because it's the physicality is still of the 19th century, but the language and the ideas are very 21st century. And I think that, I'm conjecturing, but I think that that Lucas Nath did this on purpose to unsettle the audience, because it's very, and I think a lot of the humor comes from that. It's the juxtaposition of these people dressed in 19th century costumes saying very expletive laced things in some ways, right?
Now, she's not just being sued, she's being blackmailed, is she not?
Right.
Correct.
And she goes to her not-quite-ex-husband for whatever help he's willing to offer her, but he and the rest of the family have a few words for Nora first.
Yes, they do.
They've been things that have been pent up for about 15 years.
Exactly. And what's wonderful about this play is that everybody has a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's point of view is valid. There are no heroes. There are no villains.
So there's really no right or wrong.
Yeah, because everybody has a point of view that's valid, and it's quite wonderful that way. We all can accept each other, and
live and let live.
Or not.
As the case may be. Lucas Nath was, well, the play was nominated for a Tony, so.
Right. Yes.
Right, and Laurie Metcalf, who starred as Nora on Broadway, this was a couple of years ago, won a Tony. And actually, all four characters were nominated, all four people in the show. And this has now become the most produced play in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, for 2 years now. This year and last year.
It's a small play.
It's
a,
yes. It's,
that helps.
There is that. Characters,
yeah.
One set, you know.
Yeah, does help.
But it's also an amazingly written play. And it's really a wonderful play, yeah.
Well, in addition to Erica, your cast includes Sydney Baker and Julie Bloodworth and George Cron.
Right.
And yes, it does contain adult language and situations, so...
Beware.
Beware.
But it's not offensive.
Right.
No, at all.
At all. I wouldn't bring a 5-year-old, but,
right.
You know.
Well, I wouldn't bring a 5-year-old to a theater,
to a live theater, honestly.
You.
Unless it's Frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, something that really caters to that age group, you
right.
know. Well, it opens tonight. And runs Thursdays through Saturdays then at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoons at 2 through December 22nd there at the corner of Robertson and Pershing on the first floor of Wellhoit Plaza and SCT Center Stage. Now, there will be receptions following this weekend's performances tonight and tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two Thursday shows on December 12th and 19th are Pay What You Can nights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that means any tickets that remain starting at 6:30 p.m. that evening for a 7:30 curtain will go for whatever you're willing and able to pay.
Right. And there's also a student rush.
Right. Which is 30 minutes before curtain.
30 minutes before curtain. Any student with a student ID can get I don't know what it is. I think it's $10.
I think so.
Yeah.
Also, you guys will be conducting talkbacks with the audiences on December the 8th, the Sunday afternoon, and then on Thursday the 12th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's always interesting. And I bet people will be...
People are going
back.
To have some
They're
comments.
Going to be talking back
yeah.
for this one.
I really look forward to that. I'm very curious to see how yeah. how they feel about the play.
And Erica is also doing the songbook, the 14th and the 15th, mm-hmm.
the Irving Berlin songbook. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's yeah. get a mention in about that right now. Once I dig through here and find it, yes, the SCT Sings concert series, and you're celebrating the. Songwriting of Irving Berlin, two performances of that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the songbook series, those were usually just a Sunday evening thing, but now they're doing Sunday evening and Monday evening in this case.
They're very popular.
Yes,
yeah.
they have been.
Mm-hmm.
December 15th and 16th at 7:30 in SCT Center Stage. Erica Nadir will be joined by Kim Crosby, Rick Dines, Cassie Carroll Downey, and Robert Reed to... basically give an overview of Irving Berlin's songwriting career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Lots of holiday songs.
Right. Yeah. He was so known for all of the Christmas songs.
No kidding. Now, as you are participating in that as well as Doll's House Part 2, I did want to get in a mention here that Erica has had a successful career as a lyric soprano in opera houses around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How much... live theater of this type, non-singing live theater, do you do?
I started as an actor when I was 17.
There you go.
I got my union card. And then over the subsequent 3 years, I discovered I could sing.
Mm.
So I did a lot of theater before that. Then I did a lot of musical theater. And in between that, of course, there was regular stage plays. I've actually done the original Doll's House twice. I played Nora once, and I played Mrs. Linda, who is a character that is not transposed into the sequel. So I really do have a lot of experience with what we call straight plays, regular non-musical plays.
Legitimate theater. I hate that term.
Thank you.
Know.
Yes. And then when I discovered that I could sing, then I did 17 years of the opera. And it's very funny because one of your alumna, Kathleen Turner,
right.
was a colleague of Jack's, was interviewed on the Met, on the video series of the Met, live from the Met, because she did a non-speaking role in one of the theaters.
Duchess of Krakenthorpe in Daughter of the Regiment.
That's right. And she was interviewed. It made me laugh. She was interviewed, and they said, you know, you've been a legitimate theater and a film actor, and now you're doing this, and what do you think about it? And she said, well, I spent 40 years trying not to do exactly what they're asking me to do in this. So right now, I've spent 3 weeks unlearning everything I did in the opera and retraining.
It's a whole different thing.
It sure is. It definitely is.
With a lot of joy, I must say. We've had a really
great time.
Yeah.
So you actually have a couple of chances to see Erica Nadir playing Nora in A Doll's House Part 2 and participating in the SCT Sings tribute to Irving Berlin on Sunday and Monday the 15th and 16th, all at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza. And, of course, MSU alum directing the play here, Jack Laufer, and tickets range from $22 to $27. And as we said, there's also the Pay What You Can nights on Thursdays and student rush a half hour before curtain. Call 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Anything else that you guys would like people to know about this play, this production?
No, but
it's a good time.
Yes. we encourage people. It works on so many levels. We encourage people.
And you'll go home talking about it. Mm-hmm. You really will.
And actually, if you come on Sunday the 8th or Thursday the 12th, you'll be able to talk to the cast and director about that.
Please do that.
Well, all right. Thanks for being here with us from Springfield Contemporary Theater, A Doll's House Part 2. The director of the play, Jack Laufer, and starring as Nora is Erica Nadir.
Thanks
for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you.